The Front by Patricia Cornwell.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
To Ursula Mackenzie, who publishes me so brilliantly in the UK. Chapter 1. Wynne Gerano sets two lattes on a picnic table in front of the John F. Kennedy School of Government. It's a sunny afternoon, mid-May, and Harvard Square is crowded. He straddles a bench, overdressed and sweaty in a black Armani suit and black patent leather Prada shoes. Pretty sure the original owner of them is dead. He got a feeling about it when the sales lady in the hand-me-ups shop said he could have the gently worn outfit for $99. Next, she pulled out suits, shoes, belts, ties, even socks. DKNY, Hugo Boss, Gucci, Hermes, Ralph Lauren. All from the same celebrity whose name I can't tell you. And it occurred to Wynne that not so long ago, a wide receiver for the Patriots got killed in a car wreck. 180, 6 feet tall, muscular but not a moose. In other words, about Wynne's size. He sits alone at the picnic table, more self-conscious by the moment. Students, faculty, the elite, most of them in jeans, shorts, carrying knapsacks.